This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. The findings of an independent investigation from the University of Michigan into the sexual assault of students by Dr. Robert Anderson was released this week. And the report showed more of the depth to which faculty and administrators in the 1970s and 80s knew about the allegations against Anderson and perhaps could have stopped the assaults. With us for more now is Anna Clark, a journalist who works for ProPublica. She covered the Robert Anderson story for Michigan Radio as an independent assignment. Hi, Anna. Welcome back.
Hello. It's good to talk with you.
Was there any information in this report that was new to you?
Yes. This was quite a significant report. It's been much awaited. It did have a little bit of a controversy and just its making. I mean, a lot of people would say that to have a truly independent investigation, it should have been turned over to the attorney general rather than a law firm hired by the university. That said, they did spend 14 months talking to quite a lot of people. And the key finding is over more than three decades, this doctor hired by the university was systematically abusing just untold numbers of people. And there were numerous instances where there were staff at the university who were in a position to have intervened.
The name at the center of much of this looms pretty large, and that's the storied football coach, Bo Schembechler. What does the report say about his knowledge of Anderson's wrongdoings?
There are some people who say, according to the report, that like they did let the coach know that they were uncomfortable with the doctor who is seeing athletes often as part of required physicals during their time on the team, and nothing really came of it. And that's part of what's like been very troubling of people who are sitting with the revelations of the report, just feeling like they're a sense of betrayal that a university that they represented often on university teams were not necessarily protected by the people who had the most power at the university to do something about it.
Anna, do you have a sense of what's going to happen with this report? What comes next? Is the university going to take additional steps?
It's yet to be seen. The university did release a statement, you know, saying that they're thoroughly looking at the report and considering its findings as a measure of trying to assure people that of the independence of the report. It was released to the public at the same time the university received it just a couple days ago. So it's yet to be seen what practically will happen. There have been a number of people who filed legal claims against the university. There's been a mediation process that's been going on for a number of months. And so a lot of people are interested to find out how the revelations of the report will affect those negotiations. And I guess we'll see. I mean, this is very much an ongoing story, certainly in the lived experience of people who are dealing with what happened to them, and also in the question of how to find accountability for it.
Overall, do you think that this information does crack the door open any wider for people who may be trying to seek civil judgments against the university?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the key thing is when determining the institution's responsibility is if they had reasonable knowledge to stop harm from happening to someone, right? And the report details, like, first of all, it, on one hand, like, details that there was well-known rumors and innuendo and so on, but it also specifically names, like, people who reached out to folks who had some authority at the university, a senior staff member, so on, who could have stopped things and did it. And one key person in there was like a vice president of student services who said repeatedly that he had fired Dr. Anderson in like the late 70s, early 80s, and he just didn't. He didn't do it. clearly, he moved on to the athletic department, and in fact, the report details that this same former vice president for student services, like, signed off on a raise for him. So, and the doctor continued to abuse countless people over the next couple of decades. So, I mean, that's a pretty significant finding. I should say that vice president's family, he's since passed away. The family says that they feel he's being kind of scapegoated. So we'll see what happens with all this. But I think the key takeaway here is that this absolutely didn't need to happen, And there were numerous opportunities to stop. And because it wasn't, more people appear to have been made vulnerable.
Journalist Anna Clark. Anna, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We should add that the University of Michigan holds Michigan Radio's broadcast license.